Matthew chapter 4, verse 17 to 22. Okay. I will read. From that time, Jesus began to preach and to say, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand." And Jesus, walking by the Sea of Galilee, saw two brethren, Simon called Peter, and Andrew, his brother, casting a net into the sea, for they were fishers. And he says unto them, "Follow me, and I will make you fishers of men." And they straightway left their nets and followed him. And going on from there, he saw two other brethren, James the son of Zebedee, and John his brother, in a boat with Zebedee his father, mending their nets, and he called them. And they immediately left the boat and their father and followed him.
Wakati achifamba pagungwa ra Galilea akaona marume vaviri vana mumwe Simon Petro na Andrea mununa wake vachikandira utawa mugungwa nokuti vakanga vari vabatire hove. Akati kwavari, "Nditeverei ndigokuitai vabati vavanhu." Pakarepo vakasiya utawa wavo vakamutevera. Zvino wakati apfuura mberi akaona vamwe varume vaviri mugwa vana vomunhu mumwe, Jakobho mwanakomana waZebhedhi naJakobho mununʼuna wake, vana Zebhedhi baba vavo, vachigadzira uta hwavo. Akavadana. Pakarepo vakasiya igwa nababa vavo vakamutevera.
Thank you so much. May God add the blessings upon the reading of His word. So our sharing this morning is about the fishermen and their tools of
work.
We can have our seats. Fishermen and their tools of work. So I will request my interpreter maybe to increase the speed, because sometimes I increase the speed. Fishermen and their tools of work. We see when Jesus started the ministry, the first people whom he called, they were called fishermen. And fishermen were men who had experience on water. And these fishermen, they were given this gift by God from above. They were men who were equipped and seasoned on how to catch fish. And we have been told here in Matthew chapter 4, verse 18. And Jesus was walking by the Sea of Galilee. Jesus was walking by the Sea of Galilee. He was not just walking upon the land. And when he was walking by the sea, he had a purpose and a reason. And he wanted to meet the man by the name of Peter. Another one by the name of John. And the sons of Zebedee. And when Jesus reached there, he saw this fishermen. And these fishermen, they were already on their work. They were already on their job. We have come here in this convention with our tools of work, and we are already on work. And the Lord will just get you here on work. That is why you are here this morning. You have carried your tool of work to come here to Chitungwiza to work as a fisherman. And I'm going to deal with the three tools of work which the fishermen were using. The first tool of work is called a hook.
Inonzi hook.
And the second tool of work is called a net.
Chetipiri ineti.
And the third tool of work is called a pot.
Chetitatu.
The pot.
Not
the
boat.
Boat.
Chikepe.
So fishermen,
Varezi.
They cannot work properly without these three tools of work. So Jesus, when he came, these fishermen were already having the tools of work. Fish was already in the sea, but the fishermen had no ability to catch the fish. They told Jesus, "We have fished all night, but we have nothing." Also on this earth, you have a tool of work, but you are crying. Things are not working. Condition is not working. But I want to encourage you by the word of the Lord that the tool of work that you are having, it will make things to work. No matter how tough the condition is, we are born with the tools of work, and the things must work. We are here in the end time with the right tools of work, with the right ministry, with the right people, with the right atmosphere, with the right season, with the right spiritual food, in the right dimension, things must work. If it is not working for you, it will work for me. If it is not working for you, it is working for another brother. It is working for another sister. We must call on the scene the creator of the heavens and the earth, who is the Lord Jesus, to come and walk near Lake Kalili. Jesus is walking near you. You are not alone in this ministry. You are not alone in the church. You are not alone in your work. Jesus is walking near you. And when Peter saw Jesus, he was wondering what kind of man is this. Because it was the first time for Peter to come in contact with Jesus. And when you come in contact with Jesus, supernatural happens. You will never remain the same when you come in contact with Jesus. Your ministry never remained the same. Your life will never remain the same. When Jesus saw Peter,
Jesu pakaona Petro.
He loved Peter.
Akamuda.
Peter had a lot of weaknesses.
Petro akangane zvinji.
He had a lot of failures.
Akangane zvigoshero.
But Jesus was not looking at the failures of Peter. Jesu
akanga asingatarise pane zvinokunda.
He was not looking at the weakness of Peter.
Akanga asingatarise pakusagona
pane. He was looking at the tools of work.
Aitarisa pazvibatiso.
That Peter was carrying.
Akanga zvakatakurwa na Petro.
He was focusing on the tools of work.
Akanga akatarira pane zvibatiso zve.
In this end time, I have not come here to Chitungwiza to look at the weaknesses of the people or to look at the failures of the people. I have come here at the tools of work to work upon the people so that the weak can become strong. And those who have not understanding, they can have understanding.
Yes.
And those who are poor spiritually, they can become rich spiritually. This is the time for the ministers and also the brethren to focus on the tools of work. The tools of work are very important. We are losing a lot of fish because of the tools of work. A lot of fish is being destroyed because of the tools of work. You cannot fish using a knife. You cannot fish using a spear. You cannot fish using a jembe.
A
hoe, you call it a
baza.
You cannot fish using a panga. Those are wrong tools of work. As a fisherman, you must know the right tools of work. Because fish are also clever. They know who is a fisherman and they know who is not a fisherman. So when Jesus came on the scene, he caught people who were having the right tools of work. Let us focus on the ministry of Peter, who was a great fisherman. We shall open in the book of Matthew,
chapter 17.
We can read from verse 24. Verse 24 to 27. And when they had come to Capernaum, they that received tribute money came to Peter and said, "Does not your master pay tribute?" He says, "Yes." And when he was come into the house, Jesus spoke first to him, saying, "What thinkest thou, Simon? Of whom do the kings of the earth take custom or tribute, of their own sons or of strangers?" Peter says unto him, "Of strangers." Jesus says unto him, "Then are the sons free. Notwithstanding, lest we should offend them, go thou to the sea and cast a hook, and take up the fish that first cometh up. And when thou hast opened its mouth, thou shalt find a piece of money. That take and give unto them for me and thee."
Vakati vachisvika Kapenaume, vanhu vaigamuchira muripo wetemberi vakauya kuna Petro vakati, "Mudzidzisi wenyu aripi muripo wetemberi here?" Akati, "Hono." Zvino vakati achipinda mumba, Jesu akatanga kutaura kwaari achiti, "Simoni, unofungeiko? Madzimambo enyika anotora muripo nomutero kuna vananiko? Kuna vanakomana vavo kana kuvaeni?" Akati kuva eni. Jesu akati kwaari, saka vanakomana vakasununguka. Asi kuti tirege kuva gumbosa, enda kugungwa ukande chiredzo. Ubate hove inotanga kubuda, kana washamisa muromo wayo uchawana. Stateri, uritore uvape iro, kuripira iwe neni.
There was a need in the church of Jesus. They needed to pay money for the revenue. Revenue authorities. And Jesus was the pastor of that church.
Yes, pastor with church.
And the treasurer was Judas Iscariot.
Judas.
And there were many believers in that church. But the most committed believers were only
12.
But the multitudes were coming to attend the church service. But they were not committed. The only committed were
12.
In every church, we have the multitudes. And we have the committed members. Even if you are three believers in the church, you have the multitude there. And we have those who have high level of commitment. So are you among the multitudes or are you among the committed members? So the 12 committed members, they were following Jesus everywhere. And Jesus was the living word. A committed member must follow the word of God in all situations and conditions.
Amen.
No matter how tough the condition is, a committed member will say it through. So they reached a time whereby the church was facing financial crisis. Also in our time we are facing financial crisis in every country. So they looked into their church account and Judas said there is nothing in the account because Judas was a thief. How can a thief be chosen to be a treasurer of the church? And Jesus knew that Judas is a thief. But there is no day Jesus complained about the finances of the church. He was only focusing on the will of the Father. He was not focusing on the situation of the church. So the revenue authority from the government came. And they told Jesus, "Your church has not remitted the
tax.
Yes, the tax. So if you cannot remit the tax, we are going to remove you from the government society." And Jesus asked Peter, who was the most outspoken of all the ministers, "What do you say, Peter?" And Peter told Jesus, "We don't have money in the treasure. We don't have anything that we can raise and pay." And Peter and Jesus told Peter, "Who should pay the taxes? Are they the Jews children of the kingdom or the strangers? And Peter said, strangers. Then Jesus advised Peter, so that we cannot offend them, take a hook, not a net. Take a hook, which means wherever Peter was going, he was moving with a hook. Jesus is not telling Peter, go in the shop and buy a hook. He told Peter, take a hook. Like today, the pastor can tell you, take your Bible. But now when they tell you, take your Bible, you will take your application, which is called the phone. The phone is not a Bible. Take your Bible. Tell somebody, pick the phone. Inside the phone is the
Bible,
but the phone is not the
Bible.
So Jesus told Peter, took the hook. Other disciples were surprised. How can a minister like Peter walk with a hook? What is the purpose of the hook? As they were surprised, Peter put his hand in the pocket and took out a hook. And a hook is made of iron or metal. And it has a thread or a rope. And a hook is U-shaped, which was showing spiritual significance. I have never seen a hook which is just straight. It cannot get hold of the fish. A hook is U-shaped, which was showing Jesus came from heaven and he was born in Bethlehem in this earth, and he ministered for 33 and a half years. Then he went to Calvary. And then he died for us. That is why we are here in Easter meeting. And then he was buried. And then he resurrected on the third day. And the hook was complete. And he went back to heaven. So we are here this morning carrying a hook. They were not hooks.
Plural.
It was only one. It was showing one ministry. One faith.
Hallelujah.
One baptism.
One
Lord.
One
and one church. The church of Jesus is one. Here in Zimbabwe it is one. We have many local assemblies pastored by many pastors, but we only have one church. In Zambia we have one church, but we have many local assemblies in Zambia pastored by many pastors, but we only have one hook. And that hook is printed only one name, and that name is the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow and every tongue confess that Jesus is Lord. This is the time. for the true ministry,
yes,
to take the hook.
Hey.
It was not a hook of divisions.
Yes,
it was a hook of unity.
Yes,
a hook of working together.
Yes,
to go in the sea and catch one fish. That hook could not get hold of many fish. It was ordained to take hold of one fish. And this fish was a miracle fish. And Jesus told Peter, the first fish which will come out of the water, take it out and open its mouth, you will find a piece of money inside the mouth of the fish. I want to ask you a question. Who dropped that piece of money in the sea? Who was complaining that I lost my money while fishing? This was not lost money from the pocket of a human being. It was something special from the Lord. It did not come from any central bank of the Roman Empire. It was created by God and put in the mouth, not in the stomach of the fish, not in the tail of the fish, in the mouth of the fish. It was showing spiritual significance in our time. The problem of ministers today is the mouth. The problem of church members today is the mouth. The problem of politicians today is the mouth. The problem of the poor people today is the mouth. The problem of the rich people today is the mouth. So we need a piece of money to be placed in our mouth, so that we can speak properly, so that we can preach properly,
amen,
so that we can sing properly, so that we can talk properly, so that we can speak the oracles of the word of God. Praise the name of the Lord. So when Peter was heading towards the sea, other disciples were wondering, how will this man manage to get a fish with a piece of money? And the person who was wondering and having a lot of questions was Judas Iscariot, because he was a thief. So he was wondering, if I could have opportunity, I could go there and take that piece of money and use it for my own use. But Jesus sent Peter, because Peter, he was a faithful man. The Lord is committing his things to faithful people. The Lord is committing his ministry to faithful men. Don't focus on unfaithful men, but focus on the faithful man. When Peter started walking towards the sea, the fish started moving from the deep water. As Peter was moving, the fish was also moving. There was connection between the fish with the piece of money.
Vakatipe hove yakanga ine mari.
And with the ministry of Peter.
Neshumiro ya Petro.
There is connection.
Pane kudyidzana.
Between the fivefold ministry.
Vakatipe shumiro yakapeta.
And the pride of Jesus.
Nemwenga waishe Jesu Kristu.
As the ministry is moving.
Shumiro ichifamba.
The pride is also moving.
Mwenga urikufambawo zvekare.
As the ministry is increasing.
Shumiro ichikura.
The pride is also increasing in stature. In faith.
Mukutenda.
And in the knowledge of the word of God.
Kuziva kweshoko ramwari.
We are not on the same level.
Atispa chero chakafanana.
Which we were in.
Seja taimeri.
In 2000.
Mugorera 2000.
We were not on the same level.
Atispa chero chataimeri.
Which we were in. In
1978.
To time in 2025. The Lord has increased. The level of understanding. The level of prayer. The level of revelation. The level of the knowledge of the
world.
The church is growing. Not just in numbers. It is growing in the revelation.
Amen.
And in the understanding of God's
word.
While other fish were feeding on dirty matters. The fish with a piece of money in the mouth. Was commanded. Not to feed on dirty matters in the sea. Because at a piece of money in the mouth was containing all nutrients that the fish needed to survive in the sea. Today, my brothers, my sisters, we have the piece of money in our mouth. And that piece of money is called the word of God. And the word of God condemns every nutrient we need in order to survive in this sea of time. Here in Chitungwiza, or wherever you are, you have something special, not in your stomach, but in your mouth. And Paul said that we confess with our mouth that Jesus is Lord. You cannot confess unless there is something special in your mouth. So other fish, they looked at this fish with a money inside the mouth. And they were saying, ah, this fish is not like us.
He's
not pressing like us. He's not speaking like us. But that fish with a piece of money in the mouth, it was not paying attention to what other fish were talking about. That fish was committed. He was only looking for one ministry. The ministry of Peter. We are here looking for one ministry. The ministry of Jesus. I don't care what other churches will speak. What I care is the word of God. I don't care what other ministers will say. What I care is the word of God. Am I right with God? Is my life worthy of the gospel? So Peter was there.
Petro Gandari
with the right tool.
Amen.
And the fish was there. with a right piece of money. And the church was waiting for the piece of money. But there was a process to get that piece of money. Heaven is waiting for us. But there is a process to reach that place. You can sing about heaven. You can talk about heaven. You can dream about heaven. You can see visions about heaven. But to reach there is a process. And the process, we must go by the way of the world. The word must transform you. The word must change you. You must receive the word in plenty so that the word can transform you from glory to glory, from one level to another level, from one glory to another glory. Finally, the fish with a piece of money in the mouth, she came in contact with a hook. And you cannot put a hook in the sea without something to attract the fish. So I believe there was something on the hook to attract the fish. Because Peter was a fisherman. Every ministry that Christ has sent for his beloved bride, there is an attraction on that ministry. Every true ministry has some attraction. Whether people will run away from that ministry, there is some attraction it will attract. When Jesus came, the Pharisees were running away from him. But a true bride was attracted to the ministry of Jesus. There is an attraction in every true ministry. You must check your ministry. If everybody is running away from your ministry, don't tell me that, oh, because I don't compromise. Sometimes people may be running away because you don't have a true ministry. But a true ministry, people will be attracted to it by the power of the word. Not just by miracles and signs, but by the power of the revelation of God's word. So the fish was attracted to that hook. And finally the hook caught the fish. And Peter says that the fish has now caught the hook. And Peter raised the hook from the water. And the fish was there hanging. But the hook did not wound the mouth of the fish. When we preach the word of God, we cannot bruise or wound the people who are
hearing.
The word comes to heal and to bind the wounds. But today many people are wounded. The fish was taken from the water.
hove yakabviswa kubva mumvura.
But the mouth of the fish was not wooden.
Asi muromo wayo wakanga usina kukuvadzwa.
Let us handle the people of God in a proper way.
Ngatibatei vanhu vaMwari nenzira yakafanira.
They are not your property.
Havasi chibatiso chenyu.
They are not your people.
Havasi vanhu venyu.
They belong to Jesus.
Anobva kuna Mwari.
You are only a steward.
Imi muri vatariri koga.
So make sure your hook is the right tool.
Itai utarire kuti chirauro chenyu chakafanira.
Even if you are an evangelist,
kunyangwe kana uri muevangeri,
you must come with a hook of love.
Unofana kuuya nechirauro cherudo.
To attract people to listen to you.
Kuti uraire vanhu vaterere kwauri.
Don't present a stubborn spirit and call it evangelism.
Musa isapa pomweya uri stubborn moti uevangeri.
We need to come with the right tool of work.
Tinofanira kuuya nezvibatiso zvakafanira.
So finally, the fish was out of the water. And when it was out of the water, then Peter said, I will open the mouth of the fish to see if Jesus said the truth concerning the mouth of the fish. And Peter did not take a knife and cut the mouth of the fish.
No.
He used the hands to open, not to split.
Kwete kuti apatsanure.
To open.
Kuti azarure.
To open.
Kuzarura.
When we preach the word of God,
kana tichiparidza shoko ramwari,
the word of God must open the hearts of the people.
Runofanira kuzarura mwoyo yavanhu.
Don't force the hearts of the people.
Musamanikidza mwoyo yavanhu.
You preach the word.
Paridzai shoko.
And then the people will open their mouth.
Zviro vanhu vozarura mwoyo.
And then they will say amen.
Voti amen.
You cannot force them to say amen. They will open their mouth. And then amen will come out.
Voti amen.
Yes, Lord.
That is what the fish did. And then the fish was not forced to open the mouth. When Peter was now trying to open, the fish has already opened the mouth.
Fish yakanga yazarura kare muromo wayo.
Then Peter took out the piece of money.
Petro ndokutora chidimbu chemari.
And he carried the fish.
Akatora hove.
And the piece of money.
Nemari.
To the master.
Kuenda nazo kumkuru wake.
And when Jesus saw the piece of money,
Yesu akaona mari.
He told Peter,
akaudza Petro,
take this piece of money.
Tora mari iyi.
And go and pay.
Oyende unoripira.
For me,
nokuda kwangu.
For you,
nokuda kwako.
And for every disciple,
nevose vari vadzidzi.
Our debt was paid.
Chikwereti chedu chakaripirwa.
In fullness,
muzere.
For me,
nokuda kwangu.
For you,
nokuda kwako.
And for those who are coming,
nokuda kwaiva vose vachauya.
That is what happened on Calvary.
Ndizvo zvakaitika pa Calvary.
When Jesus said,
Jesu vakati,
it is finished.
Zvapera.
It was paid.
Zvakabhadharwa.
For you,
nokuda kwako.
For me,
nokuda kwangu.
And for those who are coming,
nokuda kwaiva vose vari kuuya.
So you must come here.
Unofanira kuuya kuno.
With courage and boldness.
Nekuzvipa nekushinga.
Knowing that there is no accuser.
Uchiziva kuti hakuna
mupomeri. Who will accuse you?
Achakupomerai.
Because accusation was removed on Calvary.
Nokuti mupomeri wako kabviswa pa Calvary.
When the accuser was defeated.
Apo mupomeri wakakundwa.
And the debt of sin was paid.
Apo muripiro wechivi wakabhadharwa.
So Peter used the right tool.
Petro wakashandisa chibatiso chakafanira.
To get the right fish.
Kuti abate hove yakafanira.
And people were very happy.
Vanhu ndokufara.
This was the only fish in the sea. which was special, and the target was special. It was sitting on special target. It was speaking special language. It was singing special songs because of the piece of money. That is what happened on the day of Pentecost. When the power of the Holy Ghost came, the 120 disciples were changed. They speak another language. And people were astonished. What kind of people are these? We want to see the second tool. The second tool. That is John chapter 21. John chapter 21, verse 1 to 6.
John 21.
John chapter 21, you can read from verse 1 to 6.
Verse 1. Shure kwa izvozvo, Jesu wakazviratidzazve kuvadzidzi vake pagungwa reTiberiasi. Akazviratidza kudai vana Simon Petro naTomasi, wainzi Didimo naNatanieri wekana eGarireya navanakomana vaZebhedhi. Navamwe vaviri vavadzidzi vake vakanga vari pamwe chete. Simon Petro akati kwavari, ndondobata hove. Vakati kwaari, nesu tinoenda kuonewe. Vakabuda vakapinda mugwa, asi usiku uhwa havana kubata chinhu. Zvino kwakati koedza, Jesu akamira paminderekedzo, asi vadzidzi vakanga vasingazivi kuti ndiJesu. Zvino Jesu akati kwavari, vana mune chisevo here? Vakamupindura vachiti kwete. Akati kwavari, kandai uchava kurutivi rworudyi rwegwa mugowana. Ipapo vakakanda vakasagona. Zvino kuri kweva nokuwanda kwehove.
Okay, I will read verse 6 only. And he said unto them, cast the net on the right side of the boat, and you shall find. They cast therefore, and how? And now they were not able to throw it for the multitude of fish. Therefore that disciples whom Jesus loved says unto Peter, it is the Lord. Now when Simon Peter heard that it was the Lord, he cut his fisher's coat unto him, for he was naked, and did cast himself into the sea. The second tool of work is the net. The first tool of work, which was the hook. You don't need a partner to help you to take fish from the water using the hook. But the second tool of work, when you are using a net, you need a partner. That is why
Church zero.
You cannot perfect the church as one ministry. We are partners in this work. And we are here using the net. And the net has many holes. And the net, if you are not careful, you can catch big fish, and the small fish you can enter and then pass through the holes and go. So we need to partner with other partners. We have some partners who have the net. And that net can catch the big fish and the small fish. We have a ministry which can be of great benefit to poor people and to rich people.
Never pull me.
Amen.
We have a minister who has an ability and more grace to reach the poor areas of the country, and we have some other ministry, they don't have that grace to reach those areas, but they all are using the net. We have the ministers who have favor and ability to reach people in top government officials. They are academically equipped. They are learned people. And they use their academic power and their profession to reach the big people in the government and in companies. That is the power of the net. And we have some other ministries which can reach people in prison. That is the power of the net. And we have other ministries which can reach farmers. You cannot reach a farmer when you are not a farmer. Because a farmer is busy on his farm. There is one day when we went to our other county or a province called Nakuru. Another minister took me there. Yeah, to go and do house to house evangelism. And it was the season of planting and plowing. So everybody was on the farm. From morning to evening. So we were feasting people not in houses on the farms, they were
ticking.
So what we did, one of us was speaking to that farmer, and another one has taken the whole of that farmer he was
ticking.
So that the farmer cannot complain that you came here to waste my time. So he was relaxing while hearing. And his farm, the work was on progress. And also the spiritual work was on progress. That was the ability of the net. If you are not a farmer, you will tell the farmer,
no, Zamurini.
I'm a servant of the Lord. I've come here. Every worker must stop. So that you can hear the man of God. The farmer will raise his head and continue to plow. So we need to know how to use the net properly. Yes, you have a ministry. But the problem, you are not using it properly. Everyone has a ministry. But the problem, we are not using it properly. In John chapter 21. The disciples were having the right net. They were having the right boat. And fish was there in the sea. But they put the net on the wrong side. All the night the net was on the wrong side. They were is pulling the net on the wrong side. They were quoting the messenger on the wrong side. They were quoting the prophet on the wrong side. They were quoting the apostles on the wrong side. That is the problem of today. You have a ministry. You have a calling. But you must go back and check. Which side is your net in? So all the night the fish was on the right side. And the net was on the left side. And God commanded the fish, don't go on the left side. So the fish were busy enjoying condition on the right side. And the wind was blowing on the sea. But the wind could not place the net on the right side. I know you have academic power and memory to memorize the message. Memorizing the message does not mean you are speaking the truth. Saying the prophet says does not mean you are speaking the truth. The truth is life. The truth is not utterance. It is not utterance of words. It is the life of Jesus. The life of Jesus is the truth. And the truth will set you free.
Yes,
so all the night from evening till morning, the disciples were very committed on the wrong side. If the disciples who followed Jesus for 3.5 years, they put the net on the wrong side. How about you who have never experienced the life of Jesus? So when the morning came, they saw a stranger on the seashore. They were wondering what kind of teaching is that. And the stranger was there. And he was having the power of attraction. So the disciples were attracted to him. Then the strange man asked them, children. And remember, Peter was an old man. But the stranger is calling Peter, children. If you were you, you could become offended. He said, children, have you caught any fish? Then Peter said, Master, all the night we are expert in the sea, but not even a small, a little fish. Then the stranger told Peter, now take your net and cast it on the right side of your boat. This is the time for you, brothers, my brothers and sisters. Take your heart and put it on the right side. Take your life and put it on the right side.
Amen.
Your marriage will get better.
Amen.
Your ministry will get better. Every condition will get better. Your finances will get better. The problem, you are operating on the wrong side. Take your life and put it on the right side. Immediately, they heard the word of God and they changed turned it from the left side and put it on the right side. And many fish came in the net by the command of the word of Jesus. Those fish were representing the blessings. When you put your life on the right side, the blessings of God will come. The anointing of God will come. The power of Jesus will come. And there were a lot of fish. And if the disciples were unable to pull the net as an individual, and then they called another partner. That is why Pastor Ferem here, when he saw that there is a lot of fish, then he said, no, this fish is many. I cannot lift this net alone. Then he waved his hand of fellowship and called for partners from Zambia, partners from Malawi, partners from Kenya, to come and assist, to lift the net and bring the net with the fish to Jesus. They did not take that fish in the marketplace to sell. We have not come here for commercial purposes.
Amen.
We are here for the work of the Lord. And then they took the fish and brought it to Jesus. And then one disciple recognized that this is not an ordinary man who spoke. And he told Peter, he is Jesus. Then Peter said, if that man is Jesus, I will not go on the shore when I am naked. And then he put on his cloth and he went in the water and he was swimming. We cannot go to heaven while we are naked. We cannot meet Jesus while we are naked. We are putting our life right. We are putting our ministry right. We are clothing our inner man by the revelation of the word, so that our inner man can be clothed by the power of revelation. Then when they reached the shore, they saw Jesus roasting bread and fish upon the fire. This is the time the church must be on fire.
Yes.
The ministry must be on fire. The believers must be on fire. This is not the time to pepe. It is the time to take the fish and put it on the fire. The fire of the Holy Spirit. The fire of revival. The fish was on the fire, but the fish was not complaining. And the disciples were wondering, what will he say next? That is when Jesus said and told Peter, Peter,
Petro,
feed my sheep. Feed my lamb. And Peter was threatened. We want to see another tool of work in the book of Luke, chapter 5. Verse 1 up to 5.
Yes, 1.
Luke chapter 5, verse 1 to 5.
Luke chapter 5, verse 1.
But you can read up to verse 11. But I will read up to verse 1 up to 5. And it came to pass that as the people pressed upon him to hear the word of God, he stood by lake of Genesaret, and saw two boats standing by the lake, but the fishermen were gone out of them, and were washing their nets. And he entered into one of the boats, which was Simon's, and asked him that he would thrust out a little from the land, and he sat down and taught the people out of the boat. Now when he had ceased speaking, he said unto Simon, launch out into the deep, let down your nets for a trout. And Simon answering said unto him, Master, we have toiled all the night and have taken nothing. Nevertheless, at thy word, I will let down the net.
Zvino vanhu vazhinji vakati vachimumanikidza kuti vanzwe shoko raMwari, iye amire pagungwa reGenesareta, akaona magwa maviri maviri ari pagungwa, asi vabati vehove vakanga vabuda maari vachisuka utaura hwavo. Akapinda mune rimwe igwa raiva raSimoni, akakumbira kwaari kuti abve pamhenderekedzo paduru kuvapinde mumvura. Zvino akagara akadzidzisa vanhu vazhinji ari mugwa. Vakati vapedza kutaura, akati kuna Simoni, pindai kwakadzika mukande utaura hwenyu kuti mubate. Zvino Simoni akapindura akati, Tenzi, takatambura usiku wose tisingabate chinhu, asi sezvamadaro imi ndichakanda utaura.
We see here Jesus.
Tinoona pano Jesu.
He entered one of the boats.
Akapinda mune rimwe regwa.
There was many boats around.
Vakanga pane mangwa akawanda.
But he chose only one boat belonging to Simon.
Asi vakapinda mune regwa rimwe rakanga riri raSimon.
We have millions and millions of people who are on this one.
Tine vanhu vazhinji vari pabasa iri.
But Jesus chose.
Asi Jesu wakasara.
You and me.
Iwe neni,
to enter into your heart.
Kuti tipinde mumwoyo menyu.
There were many boats.
Paive nemagwa mazhinji.
But he chose only one boat.
Asi wakashandura igwa rimwe.
Which was belonging to Simon.
Rakanga riri raSimoni.
It was just because of grace.
Zvakanga zviripo nokuda kwenyaya.
It was just because of divine favor.
Zvakanga zviripo nokuda kwekusanangura.
The boat of Peter was not a good boat.
Boat raPetro rakanga risiri
boat. There were many holes in it.
Zvichida rakanga rakapoka.
But just because of grace.
Asi nokuda kwenyasha.
The boat of Peter was chosen.
Boat raPetro rakasanangura.
The boat of Peter was not a clean boat.
Igwa raPetro rakanga risina kuche.
But just because of grace.
Asi nokuda kwenyasha.
Jesus chose the boat of
Jesu wakasanangura
igwa. Your life is that boat.
Mupenyu wako iboti iroro.
This boat is that boat.
Mutumbi uno igwa iroro.
And the boat was used to move on water.
Igwa iri raishandiswa kufamba pamvura.
So we used this boat to move.
Tinoshandisa mutumbi uno kufamba.
When I wanted to come here to Zimbabwe,
ndauda kuya kuno kuZimbabwe.
I used the boat to move from Tongaren to Nairobi.
Ndashandisa mutumbi kubva kuTongaren.
Nairobi Kigali.
Kubva kuNairobi.
Kigali Lusaka.
Kigali Lusaka.
Lusaka Zimbabwe.
Lusaka Zimbabwe.
I was using this boat.
Ndangaire kushandisa mutumbi uno.
So Jesus is inside this boat.
Jesu ari mukati nomutumbi uno.
And he told Peter.
Ndokuudza Petro.
Now push your boat inside the water.
Zvino pushira igwa rako mumvura.
It was showing separation from other people.
Zvairatidza kupatsanurwa kubva kune vamwe vanhu.
Consecration and dedication.
Kusanangurwa nekuzvipa.
When Jesus enters your life,
Jesu kana apinda muupenyu.
There is a separation always.
Pane kupatsanurwa.
You will separate from every unbeliever.
Unosanangurwa kubva kusatenda.
So the boat was separated from other boats.
Igwa iri rakasanangurwa kubva kune
mumwe. And pushed in the deep of the water.
Ndokuiswa kwakadzika kwemvura.
Showing the deeper revelation of the word.
Zvinoratidza zvakadzika zvechizaruro.
The church is being pushed to deeper water.
Kereke iri kusundirwa kumvura dzakadzama.
To be established on the foundations of the apostles and the prophets.
Vateiwe panheyo dzavaapostora.
The boat of Jesus was very happy.
Igwa raShe Jesu Kristu.
The port of Peter was very happy. The creator of heaven and the earth was sitting in that port. And Jesus converted that port from the fisherman's port. It became a pulpit for him to preach to the souls of men. We were in the world doing the things of the world. And when we meet Jesus, he converted our body. He converted our life. He converted all we have. Now we are vessels of honor, carrying a special treasure in us, and that treasure is Jesus. And when Jesus was in the port, many people were praising. Not just to see Jesus, but to hear the word of God.
Mm-hmm.
To praise means there is obstacles. To reach here this morning, you are praising. Many things were challenging you. Even your body was challenging you. Even time was challenging you. Your possession was challenging you. But you pressed to reach here. It was a battle, it was not a picnic. Coming here. Everyone of you pressed. And Jesus was preaching from the port. The port was the tool of work for Peter. And he gave his port to Jesus. Give all you have to Jesus. Allow him to use your port. Allow him to use your gifts. Allow him to use your profession. Allow him to use all you have. Allow him to use your time. Allow him to use your house. Allow him to use your money. Allow him to use your mouth. Allow him to use your ears. Allow him to use your legs. Allow him to use all you have. For the glory and honor for our Master Jesus. So when you take the three tools, the hook, the net, and the pot, you get completion. Three is the number of completeness. The Lord is with us, completing his work here on earth. There is no weapon formed against you shall prosper.
Amen.
When you have the right tool of
service,
may the Lord bless us all.
Amen. Amen.